Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, it hasn't been, and I don't think it'll be going forward. But we got to get it fixed. I mean, that was kind of a blind shot there. I thought he had the ball in good position. You know, I thought the defender got a good look at it though, because it was kind of a retrace cutback play. So a little bit the perfect storm, but still, I mean, we just want to protect the football. You know, all our guys do, and we gotta do it. We gotta be good at it.
That's Harbs after the game talking about Derrick Henry, who's now fumbled in three consecutive games, losing two of them. Derrick Henry, to his credit, faced the music after the game. He did speak to the media. Some guys on defense, Marlon spoke, but there are others. I know that middle linebacker was not available in the locker room after the game. Alas, Derrick Henry.
Interesting.
He's fumbled three times on 43 touches this year. From 23 and between the years of 23 and 24, he fumbled three times on 652 touches. So is there an issue here?
I told you I had concerns coming into the year.
Yeah. But you've been on Derrick Henry watch for a while now. Eventually, it's going to happen. You're right. I'm not saying you're wrong, but
there's one person in this room who said there's no reason to throw more guaranteed money at this
you
guy.
You said that. You said that.
But you said when you saw the structure that you were fine with it.
I still said if that's all you're going to spend, spend it on pass rush.
Yeah, he did say
that. I also repeatedly said, the guy was just on the market, like, at that time, what was it? I don't know, 9 months ago? After the season, right? And you go back to last March, February, we're not even a calendar year removed from him being an unfettered, unrestricted free agent. He got what he got. He took what he took.
Is it fair
he did
rest?
What he did. Yes. You want to give him extra incentives? Great. I'm not adding a year to his contract. Now, and we can all downplay it now, but when Lamar gets his new deal and they're whining and crying even more about every penny,
yeah,
and they're stuck with a $20 million linebacker who I told you in real time, what's the rush to extend him?
Yeah.
Then, you know, that's fine. But like, yeah, when it hits hard.
Yeah.
And the acting out on the sideline can't happen. The whatever that was.
Yeah, he was not happy.
No, man, you're supposed to be the closer. Like, you got to get refocused. I'm surprised I didn't see him with a ball under each arm, like sitting there focused, a face like he wanted to kill somebody. And instead, he's almost knocking himself out on his helmet on the sidelines. Like, what is that? And you want to talk about things that don't happen that much. We can go back to the start of the 2019 season. Three times he's had consecutive games under 50 yards. One of them is these last two.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing that's interesting, and he might be watched. I don't know. I'm not 100% on that yet. One thing I am 100% on, this offensive line sucks. After that first drive where they scored, they're not blocking anybody, Jason. They're like, who's, like, Rosengarten had a rough night. The guards were awful. They every time that they handed the ball off, it seemed like there were two guys right there. Now, again, he's got a hold on the football. Aiden Hutchinson knocked the ball out. He's got a hold on the football, but this line's terrible.
Here's the problem. You want to know the problem? How do you combat that? A quick passing game. Who's on the sidelines for a quick passing game?
Justice Hill.
Yeah. No, Derrick Henry's on the sidelines, and Justice Hill is in a pistol with Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
There's your problem. The NFL is a pass-happy league, and you've got the best quarterback on the planet, and nobody has to defend. And if you're only going to run because your offensive line isn't great, I would point out, isn't it the exact same five from last year?
Well, it's four. Voorhees replaced McCarry.
Right. So, I mean, it's your two tackles and it's your center. It's one of your guards.
Well, no, they got, because
it's your two tackles and your center and one of your guards.
You're right.
You're missing your fullback. That's a big deal.
Yes.
He's a freak show. But you got a freak show quarterback and a freak show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Fullback when he's healthy. But here's the problem. I told you Garrett was going to eviscerate him. I told you Hutchinson was going to eviscerate him. You need to kill him in the screen game. That means the guy you just doubled down on is on the sidelines. And not only are they worried about that, and if you don't think they cater to people and placate people, I would just point to anybody who knows anything about football wouldn't have had Jair Alexander up for week one. They might be 2-1 if they did the right thing, but they played politics. So politics matter, and they worry about certain guys' attitudes, and you've got to cater to them. You just put more money on the table for them. But like, go study their early downs and what's happening right now. Okay, and he can't win for you in the pass game, and he sucks in pass protection.
Can't Zay Flowers be part of the? They hit him once on a quick screen, but like
he was not existent.
Yeah, he was.
If they can get pressure with four, and you can run back and watch how many times there's three guys in routes and there's six in coverage, and they're still beating you up front, and they're beating you in part up front because the running back isn't going to help you pass protect, and the running back's not going to catch a ball. I mean, he might catch one ball every 2 weeks, but that he's not comfortable with it. It's not what he does well. Like, they need to run more than 48 plays a game. When this running back is tippy-toeing and throwing option passes and looking unsure and doubting himself for fumbling, and now you're losing on first down, and you're telegraphing what's going to happen. They're not throwing to him. You don't have to defend him in the run in the pass game. The numbers start to not work in your favor. Now, getting Likely back will help. Getting Ricard back at some point will help. But I don't know when all that's happening.
Yeah.
But I do know with this god-awful defense that Eric DaCosta built, you better run more than 48 plays. Take Neil Downs out. You better run more than 48 plays a game. And so if you're not doing it with the run game, then you better go to more even high-percentage passes, and you might need to have a running back on the field who could chip and then shed and catch a screen pass to keep a drive alive. But that ain't gonna. But watch what happens if you start sitting this guy on early downs. So, again,
well, ultimately, if they're going to get to where they, well, a lot of things need to happen, but they got to get the ground game going, and they have to get it consistently, because Derrick Henry still got six carries of 10 plus yards, and he had one last night with the touchdown. And granted, that was a perfectly blocked play by everyone up front.
36 yards in the first drive. Yeah.
You're still getting some chunk runs in this from that back, but it's the lack of consistency. And you're right, when you're getting a minus one and then you're in second and 11, it dramatically changes the play calling from Todd Monken. They have to get more consistency at the run game.
Last year, and against an 8-man box on first down, had a ridiculous number of runs that went for 5 yards or more with Lamar or Derrick Henry keeping the ball. If that part of the equation isn't going to be there, if he's hitting the wall and your O-line isn't as good and this Ricard thing is a serious injury and your defense is even worse than I thought it was, then you're going to have to recalibrate. And I think the way you're going to have to recalibrate is kind of like what Mahomes is doing. You're going to have everybody who's on the field who isn't an offensive lineman needs to be able to sustain a drive on first down, second down, third down in the pass game. And that's not this guy. So we'll see how they navigate all that, but I got it. That's my solution. My solution is you need more tempo. You need to run like a 4-minute style offense more often, or even a 2-minute style offense more often. And the high percentage passes, the numbers need to work better in your favor. It can't just be Zay and Andrews.
By the way, welcome back, Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
He showed up finally.
And
oh man.
So are you too concerned about the Derrick Henry situation?
I am concerned.
I was concerned coming in.
I know you were. I am concerned, but I'm not there with you yet because I think the line sucks. But I'm with you.
I'm not saying the guy's washed. The thing that I'm most concerned about.
I'm not saying he's washed. I'm saying I don't think he's if he's not special anymore.
We knew he wasn't running for 1,900 yards. We were saying that all offseason. But I'm concerned about the fumbling because this
is his head.
Exactly. Because you're right. The reaction on the sideline told you as much. Where last year, he fumbled three times all year. He's fumbled three times in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's what I'm concerned about with Derrick Henry.
Let's get back to the defense. Ravens lose 38-30. Our six-pack of defensive observations next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.